Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes here where we're looking at Shkalim 10. When the Jews ascended to Eretz Yisrael from exile in Babylonia, they did not find any wood in the temple wood chamber. And these families mentioned in the Mishnah there thereupon arose and volunteered to contribute wood of their own and transferred the wood to the public fund. The Kohanim used the wood to offer the communal sacrifices. In recognition of this act, the prophets among them stipulated with these families that even in the future years, the wood chamber in the temple is full of wood, and the families will arise and contribute wood of their own on the dates of their family festivals. The offerings will not be brought except with their wood first. The idea being, these people took it upon themselves to arise and volunteer to contribute the wood when there was no wood available. It reminds me of the idea in Pirkei Avos when it says, "B'makom she'ein anashim hishtad lehiyot ish," where there is no man, stand up to be the man. So when there's a vacancy, there's a void, whether in terms of services or resources or money or communal leadership or positions in companies or ideas or inventions or things that are lacking, stand up, arise, and contribute that which is not done before. If you have an idea, you have a concept, you have an invention, bring it to light, bring it to the forefront and make sure that everyone sees it and is able to be affected by it. And if there's something that's missing, make sure to take care of it. If there's a position that needs filling, or there are materials or whatnot that are missing, try to stand up and contribute what you can. Just as the Gemara talks about these families that stood up, took action for the wood that was missing, so too in our own lives and the lives around of those around us, make sure to stand up and contribute and help for things that might be missing. Join us next time as we talk Shkalim 11 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.